Welcome to the Murphy, Sam, and Jody After the Show podcast.
You know, I want to talk about something I've been thinking about since the weekend.
Okay. So well, it's almost the weekend again. So.
I know. I know that you both, for very grown-up, mature, and correct reasons, both of you guys don't drink anymore.
Yeah. And it's not just mature reasons. It's actually life or death reasons.
Yeah, I'd like to stay alive.
Yes, right. Yeah, right.
I know. Okay. That's mature.
Yes.
That's a mature, hard thing that both of you chose to do. And by the way, I bring it up for my own reason that I want to talk about. But
are you quitting?
But I hung out with some friends of ours the other day. I went to coffee with Enrique and his wife, yeah. Carol. And they didn't know that about the two of you. They
oh, didn't, really?
We haven't seen them in years.
The last time they saw us.
Nice to know they listen.
I couldn't put two words together the last time they saw
they've
us.
They've missed it. They listen yeah. some, but they've missed it when you have talked about it. We don't talk about it ad nauseum. We don't talk about it all the time.
Oh, right, exactly, yeah.
So they didn't realize that, and they're very proud of both of you, and they think that's wonderful if you knew that was something that you both needed to do, and we talked about that briefly. And then, anyway, I bring it up because I realized I thought about you guys this weekend, last weekend. I went to a big party. St. Patty's Day party with one of my dear friends, and I had a lot of fun. It was so much fun and so much food and so much drink. So yeah. much drinking. Mm. Irish. Have an Irish coffee and come to an Irish shot and all of this.
Here's something green with alcohol.
Right. Mm.
And yes.
I bring it up because I was having a really good time and visiting with a lot of people and having great conversation, and you start to do that and you've had a drink or two, and over the course of those hours that yeah. I was there, I'm sitting there drinking a second drink, and then that's when it was like, hey, Jody, come have a shot of Jameson with us. Mm. Or, you know, and I'm like, what is that again? And
Irish whiskey.
Right. I didn't remember. I don't know whiskey. I didn't know that. But I go over there and I smell that, and I'm like, it's 1 o'clock in the afternoon. And I just thought, I can't do that. And I 100% took a tiny little sip of it just because the everybody around me and yeah. the pressure of it,
there
but I
go.
Did not
Peer
do
pressure.
It.
That's when you throw it over your shoulder.
Whoa, I did that was not it. Drink Woo. It. I actually tossed it in the sink after that. But then I realized I don't ever want to drink too much again. I had that epiphany.
Yeah.
You call it. I just don't ever want to drink too much again. There have been times, I mean, I don't, I'm normally don't.
You always seem to have a good barometer or whatever it is.
I always have had a good barometer. It doesn't mean
stop.
I've, doesn't right. mean I've never yeah, accidentally, yeah. you know.
I've only seen you overdo it maybe 3 times in the 20 some odd years we've been married.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I mean, really, you do have good self-control.
Let's not tell those stories, but yeah. And whenever it's happened to me, it's by accident, complete accident. Mm-hmm. Like if I didn't have enough to eat. And then I'm just there, and it's a long gathering or whatever, and you just can't help. Because yeah. To be honest with you, that's the trick, is that I do enjoy. There's a lot of drinks that I enjoy. I really enjoy a Bloody Mary. I really enjoy a French 75. It's almost like my favorite iced coffee. The way I enjoy all the things I enjoy, jewelry, I enjoy that too.
Yes.
And so it's something that's like, oh, yeah, I'll have, yeah. And there was a Bloody Mary bar at this party. Mm. But at that party, when I stopped after it was my second big, you know, drink, and we were eating and having fun and all that, I realized I just don't want to feel that way.
Yeah.
I don't ever want to drink too much.
I don't think that that's again. Unusual. You know, it's
to have a grown-up moment with yourself.
But the thing is, look, somebody who's 65 who drinks still, it doesn't mean they're not grown up. They've got a choice they can make, and you yes. know, that's fine.
Agreed.
So it's nobody has to change that. But it's interesting that you're saying that, because a friend of ours works with Heather from San Antonio. Remember mm-hmm. who we've just been in meetings with?
Yes.
She was telling me that she just stopped drinking right after COVID.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not because she had a drinking problem or anything like that. Of course, it's debatable. Sam and I actually had no problem drinking, so theoretically.
I didn't see the problem. Drinking? No problem.
But for the same reasons you're talking about, it was health reasons. She got tired of the the hangover is not worth it. The hangover, you know, as your body changes, it's
it hurts.
You know, when you're 25 and when you're 40, you know, when you're 40, your body takes longer to recover from it. The hangover just lasts longer. It is, you know, and so that's she decided to stop for the same reason.
I didn't have a hangover Saturday, but I had a headache. Didn't.
Oh, did you really?
I had a little bit. I had a headache. And I'm like, what is this from? Oh, I bet I know what it's from.
Mm-hmm.
And then I just started having those thoughts of, I don't want to feel that way. I'm glad I didn't overdo, but I didn't want to feel. It's about awareness.
Well, and I think that's the whole reason that you have done so fine over the years. And I don't want to say that I envy that, because it's really the wrong term. You know, I wish that I could have managed
the drinking.
The amount of alcohol, right, exactly, and had sort of my little regulator in there, my internal brain regulator to go, okay, this is where you stop. But I never had that. Yeah. I mean, I literally never had that. The only regulators for me were, you know, I couldn't push beer to the point where I would get plastered, because you can't put that much in your body, or at least I couldn't anyway. And then you're in the bathroom as much as you are sitting at the bar. then, you know.
It's not, I don't know, like you said, it's not envy, Jody, but it's like I wish I could be that way.
Yeah.
See, and you're sitting here saying, well, you know, I need to stop or I need to cut back. And it's like, on the other side of that, pat yourself on the back, because you know that exists.
But I haven't done anything to earn that. I'm just saying, I'm just lucky that I have that barometer.
Yeah, yeah. Well,
really,
that's good.
Understand.
That's something Murphy and I don't have.
Right.
And that's something, I really wish I had it. I wish I could go to a tailgate, have a couple drinks, and be good.
Yeah.
Or go to a St. Patty's Day party and have two or three drinks over the course of a few hours and be good. I know I can't. So I can't even dabble in it.
Right.
It's good that you know that.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
It's not about padding. It's about being grateful that I have that barometer and knowing I don't want to feel bad. Even the headache on Saturday, it wasn't a hangover, but just the headache was like, I don't have time for this.
Yeah.
I don't want a headache on Saturday night.
Yeah. Well, and you know, I think we forget that, you know, alcohol by its nature is the body considers it a poison. Right.
Sure.
So, and I'm not, you know, that's why in the cartoons you always saw XXXX on that, right? You know, because that's the way it was labeled, I guess, so a kid didn't pick up a bottle or an adult knew this is not for kids or whatever, right?
Right.
You know, because the
thing in the cartoons, it's just to tell you that it's alcohol, really.
Yeah, well, that too. The flip side is, you know, when you hear somebody who's their very first time drinking, and if they don't really understand, especially like with hard alcohol, when you hear about poisoning or even people passing away from it, you know what I mean? It's because you can, if you take in too much before your body can get rid of it, it can be. And so knowing your body and knowing how to manage that is, to me, it is a gift. It really is. It's everything.
It is a gift.
But I don't, I definitely do not miss.
Good.
I do not miss the morning after, or even the last, you know, the last time that I had a drink, which was, you know, the before the DUI and all that, that hangover, and I'm not exaggerating when I say this, I really am not, that hangover lasted 2.5 days. I was so sick the entire next day.
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't believe it. It was really surprising.
Bad.
And then I woke up the next morning, it's like, I still don't feel any better. What's going on here? I just did, you know, for so many different reasons. And that's the movie that plays back in my head.
That's wonderful. That's a gift too.
If I start to think about, you know, boy, it sure would be nice to. And then all of a sudden, just like a big theatrical trailer, it goes all the way through to the end.
Yeah.
And I remember how that movie ends. And so I don't want to do that part.
You don't want
to
be in that movie again.
Right.
How was the Jameson, by the way?
Too much for me. It was at that point where nope.
It sounds like you got to ask the sink that question, right?
Missed any part of the show? Get it all on the Murphy, Sam & Jody podcast.